The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do. Mr. Malcolm, go!
Welcome to the Malcolm Go podcast, October 5th, 2022. That was Bailey by The Licks, a song that I just searched Amazon Music for, had not heard before, but it was a real knee slapper. Hey, fellas? Kenneth on the Google chat, Tyler in studio for the boys after Bailey Zappy Day. Bailey Zappy shocks the world.
Pew, pew, pew.
Zoom. Bailey was throwing muffins too. We're a big muffin team.
Bailey's got, he throws mini muffins. He doesn't even throw Mac muffins. He's out there slinging those little six packs, the little blueberry six packs.
It made me think that that's what we're teaching them, because the two throws that Brian Hoyer had, also muffins.
I think that we're just a muffin making machine. It's like the donut man. It's like the old time to make the donuts guy. It was time to make the muffins in Foxborough.
Is Patricia the muffin man? Patricia's the muffin.
If anybody's eating a muffin, that's Patricia. How about Patricia and the Italian flag? What an absolute! If you had to look up Gavone in the fucking in the Italian dictionary, it would just be a picture of sweaty ass, greasy Matt Patricia with the Italian flag on his windbreaker.
What was the flag situation?
I don't know. It's like Heritage Week or Heritage Week.
We decided it was Heritage Day.
Belichick's Croatian.
He's Croatian, yep. He's
like
Croatian.
Always has been Croatian?
He always has. He always talked about it with Ninkovic and a couple other guys.
Ninkovic is Croatian?
Yeah. Croatian's not a big ethnicity around here. You don't get it a lot.
I don't think it's a big ethnicity in general.
No.
Like, I don't think just around here.
They're probably the minority in Croatia.
Yeah, it's even light in Croatia, yeah.
I've heard Croatia is beautiful, actually.
I believe that's where King's Landing is, isn't it?
It's on the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean is just...
I think King's Landing of Game of Thrones is Croatia. I'm almost positive, actually.
Stupid show.
Mediterranean seems like the best place in the world as long as you, you know.
Well, I don't want to talk about how I've been to the Mediterranean, but sure have. But Matt Patricia, greasy fucking hair, terrible beard, backwards hat. That guy looks like he's coming over on Sunday for fucking free meatballs and pasta fagioli every fucking Sunday.
But he was cooking. He was cooking up an offense.
He was in his bag. Matty P was in his bag on Sunday. I'll give him that. He had his best game by far.
He did it with
worst talent.
Right. He did it with two. I mean, we could talk about it, but I just don't think Bailey Zappi's very good. I get it was his first time ever, but that guy.
You got to give him a fucking longer leash. I mean, let's face it. The guy comes in as a backup. First of all, he didn't plan on being a backup. He didn't plan on being the backup at all. And then all of a sudden, he's playing like three plays into the game.
He's a practice squad quarterback. He looked amazing.
He was a rookie fourth round pick that got no practice time with any ones at all, and like at all, probably all year.
I'm happy he knew the snap count.
Yeah, I at that point I was like, dude.
I would say Isaiah Wynn, for the things that he did as soon as Zappe got in there, for that only should be kicked off the team and sent somewhere new.
If you saw, they signed Marcus Cannon to the roster today because fucking Isaiah Wynn can fuck right off because that boy is shaving points. I don't care what anyone's saying. He is shaving points. The
first
minute he
quarter?
Got switched from left tackle to right tackle, I think he took that as a personal slight just decided to be shit.
Yeah, in a contract year, I guarantee he was like, all right, well, there goes my fucking money.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
Did you see when Zappe came in? He was like, all right, well, I looked right at Isaiah Wynn and told him to calm me down. And then, like, one drive in, the man gets benched.
Because fucking Isaiah Wynn was letting Rashawn Gary walk by him like he was a traffic cop.
That guy is good.
Okay, he's good. You're a first-round left tackle. First-round left tackle. You've been left tackle for 4 years.
If we were to redo it, he would be like a third-round right guard. So
if that.
He's not that good. But the Gary reminds me of like a young Hightower. Just big, physical,
beast. What do you mean he's good? Beast. He's good, but it definitely would have benefited just like putting a hand on him.
Yeah,
just
that
like
helps
one of them.
In most cases.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the minute Wynn goes out and Cannon goes in, by the way, 34-year-old Marcus Cannon, cancer survivor, hasn't played football in almost, he played like 3 or 4 games last year, didn't play all of 2020 because of COVID, missed half of last year. This has been a full year since he played football, and it's only been 5 games in 3 years he's played. Never got another fucking hurry, I don't think.
But
took over Wynn's job in an instant.
Wynn didn't get exactly benched.
Oh,
they
he got
played,
exactly benched.
No, they played Cannon at tight end.
No, they flipped it. Cannon was coming in as a sixth lineman.
Yeah.
And then Wynn got benched and he played right tackle.
He did get benched, but he did play. Like, the drive they scored on the fourth quarter, Wynn was on the field that whole drive.
Well, maybe playing right as a tight end.
No, Cannon was playing, like, they bumped Wynn inside.
I get what you're saying.
They did
because
take Cannon out, but, like, they're not, like, done with him, but I think Cannon might be getting more snaps this week.
Well, Cannon's going to get more. They only did that because the Jonnu experiment is over. That guy, he gets hurt. He's not very good. And
Jonnu experiment is not over. He's doing now I'm getting deep into the N'Keal Harry fucking now I'm going into the N'Keal Harry zone because he's blocking his dick off out there.
Hey, before the year, I couldn't have been more critical of Aguilar and Jonnu. I said that they were the reason why this team was going to be bad, if they were going to be bad. Like, they're the issue. We're paying them too much money. I'm actually, like, pleasantly surprised in both of them.
Both of them are playing fine. Aguilar, and by the way, Aguilar's making whatever. He got a $30 million contract, but he's only making, I think, $10 million this year. And that's middle, that's like second wide receiver money.
For wide
receivers, if that.
For now, they're making like, wide receivers make like $30 million a year.
Yeah. We don't have.
What are we talking about? Does Jonnu have 5 catches?
Jonnu has more catches than fucking Hunter Henry, buddy. Where's Hunter Henry been?
He's a little more of the problem.
Yeah. Fucking.
Why? Because all he can do is block because Isaiah Wynn can't block anyone.
That's not true.
Oh, so Hunter Henry's not catching passes.
They play They play 2 tight ends all game. Of course, they're in routes all the time.
Give me a moment. Jonnu Smith has 7 catches for 58 yards. What are we talking? He stinks.
Now do Hunter Henry.
Yeah, but that's on pace
right
for
now.
Him. We went over his numbers before the year. He averages like 450 yards.
Give me Hunter Henry's numbers right now.
Hunter Henry has 5 for 41. They
Less
both stink.
On both.
They both stink.
They don't stink. They're just not being targeted. Fucking last year, Mac, what did he have? Hunter Henry had 8 catches a game with Mac last year.
Last year, Henry had 50 for 603.
And he had a touchdown a game. He was going a touchdown a game early.
Yeah,
I mean, that's also McDaniel's offense where the tight ends are heavy. It's a heavy tight end offense, which is the main reason when McDaniels got to Vegas, the first thing he did was long-term sign Darren Waller.
I just don't get what happened to the seam routes. Those were like a staple with Gronk. I know we don't
have
Gronk,
speed.
But everyone.
It's not speed. These guys aren't like that. Jonnu Smith would be your closest to it, and he can't catch that well. You know what I mean? And I don't think...
Yeah, but he's so good. I don't know. I'm over the Jonnu Smith experiment. I'm over it.
I don't think that we can be over it yet. We
you don't have a choice.
Him.
You don't have a choice. You've got three more years of Johnu.
And he's kind of good.
And he's blocking, and he can run. Like, if they give him a tight end screen, he can go. He can fucking zip.
Yeah.
And he can run, like, quick.
He's never done that.
Yes, they do, but they keep fucking it up. I've been saying it for 2.5 years since Cam started. And, really it started when James White was hurt and Cam couldn't throw. So it was like Cam couldn't throw short to James White. Last year, James White was hurt. Bolden did a pretty good job. And this year they just can't figure it out is the screens. Like, they used to be – they majored in that. 4 or 5 screens a game. Like, creative screens where – you know, who knows? It would be James White, or it'd be a tight end behind 5 blockers, and they'd get 40 yards zooming around. They can't block one at all. They haven't blocked one in 2 years.
The closest they've gotten is on the wing with Bourne out wide.
Yeah,
Bourne can do every single time he touches the ball. He's just a playmaker.
He's
electric.
But we hate using him. I don't understand it. We hate using that man.
I don't know. I think Bill's like this little Jordan Humphrey's got. Like, he thinks he's got like a weird body that's tricking people, and it's doing. Yep. It has no effect. He's not really a tight end. He's not really a wide receiver.
Yeah,
he blocks well.
He's actually neither. So
he's just a guy. Neither am I. I'm not a tight end or a wide receiver. Don't put me out there.
Yeah, I do like the only thing that is working though for sure is the deep crossers are working.
I mean,
all the time.
Devontae Parker is breaking out right before your eyes. Aguilar is making plays when he's not fumbling. Kendrick Bourne never makes a mistake. I don't know why. He has to play every single game.
Like, it if won't happen.
What? I know.
When Montgomery comes back, it'll be the same thing. Montgomery's going to come back and take some of his touches, and it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Bourne has to be out there instead of Aguilar most of the time. And then fucking Aguilar is going to lose a lot of his snaps to fucking Thornton, who's on fucking whatever call it injured reserve to return today.
It would just help us if someone got hurt.
And then that's all I'm thinking. I'm like, who do you wish was hurt that we could like?
But
ideally, just get Bourne out there. If you're going to do 3 receivers, well, now you don't have Johnu, so you could do 3 receivers all game.
No, they're going to play.
As you should.
They're going to play Cannon at tight end. Cannon's going to walk 83 next game. And they're going to. No, so I honestly, the only reason the offense worked this week, and it did work, it's probably one of their better. Like last week, they did real well too, but not real well, but solid.
They bully
was
defenses.
Running the football. And like Harris.
Run the damn ball.
Just like. They just missed, like, the big breakout run. I mean, Stevenson did have that nice touchdown run bouncing it to the outside. Yeah. But running the ball, they're awesome. Owinu moves men.
He is. He's like a bulldozer.
Them.
Literally a bulldozer of
he's a
defensive lineman. He should be fucking left tackle after Trent Brown leaves.
And then on the left side, you just have Trent Brown just K's people in. Like,
he did. You see him flexing at the end. They're running around the left side. You got Cole Strange, who is literally Hog Hannah reincarnated. Trent Brown, who's the biggest football player that's ever existed. And then David Andrews, who's a solid, literally Pat Patriot.
Yeah.
He's literally Pat Patriot. And then they go and they just go around the left side and bulldoze people.
They really, and Strange on a, like, he can pull either way. Strange is quick.
Yeah.
He gets through the hole quick. He locks on to guys. Like, Strange is good. And so that's why, like, so if you go, I mean, we can skip ahead a little bit, but if you go into the last 2 drives the Patriots had, which was. Not the one in the fourth quarter where they got the ball at the 2 and they just tried to run the clock out. The one before that, first down, they get the ball at like the 35. They hand it off to Harris, 5 yards up the middle. Second down, they call a pass play.
Yeah.
Zappy looked like me in a walking into the harp. When the music's on, I don't really know what to do. I went around in circles and then just tried to run into the bathroom to try to hide.
I have diarrhea.
And just get destroyed. It's like, So... I think then in overtime, they ran the ball first down, ran on second, they had 3rd and 5.
That was
run the ball
set up
again?
Perfectly, by the way. I mean, I know we're ahead in the game, but that was set up perfectly for them to win. I mean, they, like, fucking Green Bay was amped to, like, elect to receive. If the Patriots won that toss, I was screaming to yell kick. Kick the ball. Kick the ball. You've stopped them all day on defense.
And Marcus Jones returning anything was awesome.
Yeah, get a 3 and out. a decent return, get one first down, kick a field goal, game over. Which and that's exactly how it worked, and they just couldn't get a first down.
It really did work out perfectly. Like, they didn't. Tavi, that fucking guy, I don't know who he is, but he started making plays. He made both the plays on
that
overtime
drive. The best thing
he did
was he got held.
Well, he made, did he do anything, or did he just get held?
I think he got held, which is the best thing he's done since he's been in New England.
He made
the one-on-one
tackle.
Because in the fourth quarter, I vividly remember him in the fourth quarter missing multiple tackles that were huge.
He went one-on-one with Aaron Jones in the open field on that second down in the fourth in the overtime and made the tackle. And then Rodgers missed the pass on third down. They punted.
Yeah.
I just think if you run the ball,
they could have ran four downs.
But that's what I'm saying. They could have ran four downs, or you could have got like 3 yards and tried the field goal.
Or just fucking, you have nothing to lose. I was screaming, like, literally on third down. Every single fucking Packer was within like 8 yards of the line of scrimmage.
They were uptight.
I was like, do a play action. If you're going to fucking, you're playing with house money here. Fucking play action over the top of them. Game over.
Which
walks in for a touchdown.
Is insane because they somehow were in the shotgun formation with Stevenson lined up 1 yard behind the guard. What is this offense? And they ran that play.
We're running the wishbone.
4 times that game. So they ran it. Didn't even notice it. Like when I was watching, but I rewatched, they ran it 4 times. That Stevenson is up on the line of scrimmage, like under the guard. So there's no chance for play action. You basically might as well spread it out 5 wide with Zappy.
That's like a weird, that's like a setup for a screen. That's like how they used to line up, they used to line up James White sometimes there, and then he'd just turn around. And then they'd throw the ball after the rush got by him. They'd throw it back to him, and then he'd just run.
I don't know what it was. Like, is it to get out? I don't know if it's to help on the block.
I think he
is
runs,
it to get out?
I think that's to block interior rushers, I think. But
it didn't make any fucking sense. I was like,
it's a Patricia O. It's the Patricia O.
It was
it's the Gavo.
I mean,
it's the Gavo.
Tyler was screaming, run the damn ball.
But
run
I was screaming. I was so happy when they picked a receive. I was like, if they elect to kick, we're fucked. It's over with. There's no way Bailey Zappi's taking this team, you know, 80 yards or, you know what I mean, to score a touchdown and win the game.
No.
Not a chance it's going to happen. So, you know, whatever.
It
was
set
up perfectly. I was proud, and fucking I got mad at a couple people on Twitter because they're like, oh, you're happy. Oh, you're happy because that's what we are as fans now. We're happy the team fought to the end. Like, yeah. This isn't fucking Alabama, buddy. We're not going to be number one every week. There's no AP poll coming out on Monday, babe. It's a fucking down. You know, it's a downtime. They're trying to build a fucking program. It doesn't happen overnight. Get used to it. They're fighting. This is how you build teams. You think Tom Brady started 4-0 every year? Fucking 2014, they lost 2 out of 3 to bad teams. Miami, the Kansas City blowout, and they were a fucking stacked team. Sometimes they have to build.
Last year,
everything
we went 1-3 to start the year. We rattled off like 7 of 8 after this.
Look, the fucking schedule set up right now. That was the hardest part of the schedule. It's very easy right now. Not easy, but it's possible
it's
they could win 7 straight right now. Easy.
Yeah, but you're not going to without Mac Jones. You're not. I mean, you're just not. Sorry.
He's going to be back, like, what, next week?
Dude,
probably?
He practiced today. He was limited today. And I watched him. He was, like, on Friday, he didn't really move. And I think that was a little bit of a show to trick Green Bay, which probably worked because they fucking didn't play great. This year, today, he was at practice, and I was watching him. He was stepping into his passes. And I've had, look, I'm a multiple-time high ankle sprain survivor. And you can't walk on a high ankle sprain for 3 weeks.
Not the ones you get.
No, not look, I've had some bad ones. Mac, I don't think, has had it as bad as me. But I'm telling you, you can't fucking step on it without your whole body in excruciating pain. So either he's getting injected with something, or he doesn't have a high ankle sprain, because you cannot do it. Like, remember they were talking about giving him a surgery last Tuesday? They're like, he needs tightrope surgery, thing they just invented. And they're, and he's like, all of a sudden, they're like, well, maybe not. He's at practice today. And it was fucking literally 2 days later.
Yeah, there's something up with Mac. Because after, like, week 1, or it might have been week 1 or week 2, they're like, oh, well, we might have to leave Mac back because he has a back injury. Like, he's, like, and then they turned out, like, 2 days later, it's like, oh, it was actually kind of nothing.
Do you think he's, like, does it make it look worse that he was screaming down the stairs now?
Yes, if he comes back, he needs to be out till the bye week. That's what.
There's the only reason. Look, the only reason to be screaming like that is literally you were shot in the shin by a shotgun or your grandmother died on the field and somehow her body broke your leg. There's only those are the only ways you go out like that. It does looks terrible. Terrible optic for the franchise QB.
If I was standing behind Isaiah Wynn, I would probably scream like that as well.
Yeah, he got fucking old man fucking Hoyer concussed. Hasn't played football in 25 years. Hasn't had a play. The first game he comes in, Isaiah Wynn gives him a fucking CTE shot. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hoyer has signed
him
up
untouched.
Yeah. Hoyer has signed up to be a backup, yeah, and he played one quarter. He's like, I don't know. I think I got a concussion.
He's going to retire the minute he's conscious again. He's going to just retire. He's like, Bill, this is not what we discussed.
Brian, your head never got touched. It was actually your shoulder. So what? Now you can't get shoulder concussions? Like, what do you know about CTE? Finished.
He's like, put fucking Bailey in. I ain't taking this heat. I was going in there to sling.
Yeah.
I went a little bit viral on the Twitterverse from the Malcolm Go page because I commented under a tweet. I said, we need the Tua doctor ASAP. And the boy, it went off.
During the game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When Hoyer went down, I said, we need the Tua doctor under somebody's tweet.
Oh. I didn't know.
That's the best way to get engagement is to tweet at people. Yep. And then they'll retweet you when you're being an asshole like that. God damn it. Head injuries are no joke. Everyone now is like this big head injury fucking enthusiast. That's all they talk about. It's like, we care about Tua's health.
I can't believe
Shut up. You didn't care about Tua Tagovailoa.
No.
Fucking 6 days ago. Before he got concussed, like, everyone's like throwing up on TV. Can you believe it? They let him play. Fucking Jack Tatum fucking paralyzed Daryl Stingley and didn't say goodbye in the 70s. Did anybody on fucking ESPN or ABC say a word? They fucking paralyzed him in a preseason game with a fucking pile driver.
I've been saying on this podcast for a long time that this is women's fault. Like, women have been ruining football for decades.
This is where I take the heat. And he has no kids. I've got two daughters. I don't agree with any of this talk.
And women have been ruining football because, like, that is something that happens. In football, it would be like, all right, like all of a sudden, like, women, they want to, like, you know, go to war now. And then they you know, they get there and they're like, well, there's a lot of violence here. This is not good. Like,
there's not enough acceptance.
Violence
Tyler
happens.
Has 100% been listening to Andrew Tate this week. 100%.
This fucking Andrew Tate guy keeps popping up.
I don't even know who he is.
I don't know. But he keeps popping. He's some British guy, I think. And he hates women or something. There's nothing interesting
American.
About the guy.
I'm pretty against anyone who does steroids.
I heard a story. It was like literally the only time I've ever heard him speak. The other day he was talking about how you should never cook. Cooking is like a woman's thing to do. And like if you're just wasting your time cooking when you should be like learning a skill. Like, nobody gets paid to cook. Like, that's literally what he said. He's like, well, cooking is, you don't need to cook for your food. Just go get a rotisserie chicken and then go and learn to scuba dive or something like that. Like, you're wasting time cooking when you can be kickboxing. I was like, this fucking guy. Like, he's honestly, like, there's no chefs. There's a whole channel called the Food Channel. There's no channel called
what
the fucking
dumb
kickbox channel. He's a dumb idiot.
I do hate people just across the board.
But somebody's like blowing that guy, like, you're so right. This guy's right. Andrew Tate said I need chicken. That's fucking probably KP does it. And he won't tell anybody on the phone.
I knew this would get turned on me. So, no,
well, you're the only one that brings him up. I've only heard of him for 30 seconds, but I can guarantee you're gnawing on a rotisserie chicken right now. I'm getting into the SARM game. I'm gonna start doing my bench press, and I'm gonna eat my rotisserie chicken. I'm gonna waste my time with womanly cooking.
You know what this is? It was like all those MAGA people who were just basically obsessed with Trump for like 4 years. Now they don't know what to do with their energy. Like, they lost all their hobbies. They lost most of their friends. So now they just need someone else.
Some of them are in jail because they were sitting in the Capitol.
Yeah, now they need someone else to tell them what to do. And it's just another guy who's just going, don't cook. And they're like, well, that's good. Build the wall and don't
cook. That's what men do? I knew men did something.
Yeah.
They don't cook. They eat chicken. They kickbox.
And they hate Mexicans.
But then they won't go into the ring and kickbox. Like, that looks like a goddamn hurts, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over here with my camouflage and my rifle and shoot at deer that don't bite back.
All those people who, like, swore off watching the NBA because it's too liberal and, like, watch all that.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about China, LeBron.
Yeah.
What about China, LeBron?
Yeah. Probably all they cooking ever up chicken cutlets like an idiot.
Anytime LeBron says something, there's 300 people in his mentions with the, you know, like the super famous, like, sunglasses photo. Just talk about China. You're okay with the people getting killed in China, LeBron?
Those are the same people. That
definitely
eat
KP at the Malcolm Go Twitter account. He's in there all the time on LeBron's fucking mentions.
Malcolm Goes just my burner.
Anyone who says like that about LeBron, who's like, oh yeah, like what about there? You can see the food crumbs on their face in the Walmart food court still. Like they're just the most. They're also the most hypocritical.
People hate LeBron, but people also love LeBron. Like today, I saw a tweet today. It was like, honestly, LeBron's taken this, and it was a picture of LeBron photoshopped into a boxing. In boxing gear next to prime Mike Tyson. I was like, all right, people have taken this way too fucking far. Mike Tyson was knocking out, putting people's bodies and turning them into dust. Like in the mid 80s, he was turning 6'4", 250-pound champions, boxers into dust. He was knocking them out
a
in
man's
18
ear
seconds.
Off.
Yeah, but that was way later in the game.
You know what they never do in that?
When he was really fighting, he was killing people. Fucking Leon Spinks, he knocked through the ropes.
They never put LeBron next to like a guy who's great at making patios. It would be like LeBron would be the best goddamn patio maker.
Exactly.
You see him lay a brick. No one lays a brick faster than LeBron.
God damn it! You ever seen him 90-degree angle that goddamn mortar? he's gonna lay down that patio. He's gonna put a header course and a soldier course. God damn it!
It's just always like the other most outrageous things. It's like never.
LeBron, you ever seen John? You ever seen LeBron drive a John Deere? Yeah. You ever seen him drive a John Deere?
Now let's talk. Wait, while you're talking about common men, you go ahead and get into Brady becoming a common man.
How would you
know?
Okay, Tom Brady. Okay, we can get into a little bit, a little TMZ, fucking Malcolm Go talk.
I want it on the record that I don't want to, and I'm so out on everything.
You brought it up. I wasn't even going to bring it up. Look, I'm not one. I love the man, and I'm not going to say anything negative. I don't know what happened, but I'll be honest. The men in Tampa need a hurricane evacuation because it's about to be Hurricane Tom coming through fucking Tampa Pussy Village. I'll tell you right now.
Tom
is going to be slaying.
He is 45 years old.
What does that mean? The man's got 7 Super Bowl rings and $1 billion. Do you think he needs any other... what do you think? He's lost a step?
Mid-40s is by far the best age to date when you're a man.
Yeah.
You already have
got his kids. Yeah. He's probably had a vasectomy.
Yeah, he's going to cover the vasectomy. You can just tell by the look in his eye.
Yeah.
We know.
He's like Cromartie. He could have a baby through a vasectomy because he's so manly.
Vasectomy guys are like Jeep guys. They just know to wave to each other as they walk past each other.
We do a dick wave. Our limp dicks wave at each other.
If Tom Brady is your definition of masculinity, you are a
I know
soft,
he's no Andrew Tate, but...
I'll tell you, he wouldn't have been crying his second year into the league if he got he's twisted an ankle.
Tom Brady left the field exactly one time, and his knee was torn off the bone.
And he tried to play
through it. Yeah. He was taking 7-step drops with Randy Moss. This is a fact, that he was taking 7-step drops in the locker room saying, Randy, I'm going to play through it. And they were like, you literally can't. Your leg doesn't attach to itself anymore. And that's how fucking different they are. Mac was crying
on
the
field. He's
different,
but he's not a man. I wouldn't look at him and be like, oh, that's
all
a
man.
Man.
What do you mean? What's more masculine than fucking up the NFL for 25 years?
Seriously. And being so masculine that you're not afraid to get your cheekbones like shaved a little bit.
Yeah, and wear Uggs. Like, you know, you have to be so fucking dude. That is like the epitome of like everyone like calls you a pussy or like whatever. And then like Kanye did it with like the pink polos and the black guys. Like, all right, that's kind of cool actually. Like, I'd usually be calling him the F word, but I'm not gonna call him that now because he's kind of looks like Kanye.
How PC our pod guy.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? He'd be like doing that, but now Kanye's got the pink shirt with the pop collar, a backpack, and Dockers, and now all of a sudden black guys on the south side are wearing it. Tom Brady puts on Uggs, and all of a sudden all the boys got them. I was doing it. I got Ugg slippers. I mean, if you told me I would wear Uggs in 2005, I would be like, ah, fuck you. No chance. That's for girls. Why would I ever put those on and look like an idiot?
I mean, I don't know. Obviously, you don't know for sure, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure, like, when she was like, all right, it's over, he was probably, all right, whatever. Just fucking.
He's like, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Really? 45-year-old woman? I'm 45-year-old Tom Brady. You have a lot of money. For what? For what? Tell me what you've done
what? Get out of here. I'm so team Giselle. It's out of control.
Why,
Giselle?
She showed her ass in a magazine spread for fucking perfume? Who cares?
Giselle?
How does
Giselle's
that make anybody
going full
better?
Revenge tour.
How does that make any? But Tom Brady changed cultures. Okay, Giselle is what, a model? She wears shitty clothes on the runway.
Yeah.
She doesn't even do that. Modeling is the worst profession. It's literally for guys to jack off to. That's all it is.
What are you gonna do with a 6'2 girl anyway? Like, who wants to date?
That's
6'2"?
Why I like that they're bringing fat models into the game, because fucking mess it up, just ruin it, because yeah. It's the stupidest profession. Ugh. Get fat girls and hairy arms and hairy legs, and they say, "Oh, this is the regular woman." It's like, good, fucking throw them out there.
You
fuck
know
it.
How dumb you have to be to think you're making a statement by walking in the Paris runway. By getting like a dress spray painted on you, and you're like, "Oh, this she's so bold. She's a fucking
this is some fashion designer made some dumb decision and thinks everyone's gonna be wowed, but people are, which is even worse about it. The people that are sitting in the front row, like, oh.
If she walked into a McDonald's naked, we would have the same exact reaction. I wouldn't feel any different.
If she walked into McDonald's with a paint on dress, like, this fucking who's this crazy bitch? Like, if anybody that wore like runway clothes outside. Like, has anybody ever done that?
I hope not.
What is runway? Like, I don't even understand. Everyone does it, and they're like, half of them are wearing like clothes that are like from literally like Zoolander. You're like, people get, do they buy that?
Or it's an exercise to take, like, let's see how beautiful, like, how dumb people can be just to look at how, like, awfully dressed we can make these perfect-looking women.
Yeah.
Like, we can try to, like, figure out the worst ideas we could possibly come up with and just know that the women are so hot that they'll still get away with it. Like,
I'm going to put a trash bag on Giselle. Let's see how it goes. And then fucking...
Team Giselle. Giselle's... You just know she's been bitching for, like, the last
dude,
3 years.
What is she worried about?
I mean,
greatest of all-time status. You have earned go as long as you fucking want.
And let's be honest. He doesn't work in as many hours as my dad.
Yeah.
So he's not sitting there like, oh, my God.
No, but that's the problem. Brady does. Brady probably puts in 150 hours a week. He probably comes home and sits in his film room. Yeah. I don't even think he knows he has kids. He kisses them once a week. I'm Team Giselle.
Team Giselle what?
They don't even live
in the same town. She's fucking...
That's what I'm saying. They don't even live there.
She's off saving the rainforest. She's off saving the rainforest. She doesn't care. They live separate lives.
It's not like she's downstairs, like, cooking dinner, being like,
oh, my God, you'll learn the fullback dives later.
Yeah. No, it's fucking Isabella made Wagyu beef again. Where are you?
They're cooking. They're cooking for us and cleaning for us. Can you please come upstairs, and they'll feed you, and you can go downstairs, and they'll jerk you off.
I think there's a chance. I think there's a 20% chance that Giselle walked in on Brady banging Alex Guerrero, and
that's never – no. The man is all man. Alex, I don't know about, but Tom Brady is, you couldn't even, no, absolutely not. I won't even stand for it. I won't even stand for the
what
conversation.
What do you mean? Aaron Hernandez, I would argue Aaron Hernandez more of a man than Tom Brady, and he liked men.
He was fraudulent. He was fraudulent. He was absolute, no, he was a sociopath for one. Tom Brady, I don't think that anybody was cheating. I think that they've just had enough. The old adage goes, you show me a hot girl, I'll show you a guy that's tired of fucking her. It's the old adage.
I'll tell you, if there's one thing that the Malcolm Go podcast, when we really hit our sweet spot, is when we start bashing women.
I'm not bashing anybody.
No, I don't think you are either. I do sometimes, but it's where we feel at home.
I don't want to be included. I want to be removed from that adage.
I don't think anything. I don't want to be perceived as anti-woman because I'm anti-Giselle. If this happened 5 years ago, Tom Brady would be fighting for ring number 10 in Foxborough right now.
Wait, we're
now,
all
now I will
that,
say this.
That women don't stink on this podcast? What are we doing here?
I would be singing a different tune if he was still in New England. But since he's not, I hate everything about him. If this happened to Mac Jones, I'll be Team Mac.
Wait, what?
Why? You're just mad at Tom Brady because he left you. Just
I get sure
over
am.
It.
Yeah, I
get
am.
Get over it. He's still never. The greatest of all time. He went out and won a Super Bowl by himself. That should have been it. Should have been the swan song. Should have left. But he's got that fucking Junior Seau disease. That's what terrifies me, because he can't see himself not wearing a helmet to work every day.
Well, how did that work out for Junior Seau?
That's exactly why I just said. Because. Without saying it. He doesn't want to quit because he's going to fucking...
Junior Seau had a family, and now Tom Brady has to go home and be alone. Now I'm worried about Tom.
He's already
going to be alone with his thoughts. He's never going to retire.
Why I got back in construction, because I call my hard hat a helmet. I can't find my helmet. I just needed...
I would throw
it
away.
I just missed the field so much that I was like, well, this is the second best thing.
Tyler was scraping contact.
If Tyler told me the helmet, I would throw it away in the trash. You don't even deserve this.
I call it a helmet constantly.
Oh, do you?
It's
fucking Velcro.
Not on purpose.
Velcro boots. You fucking... Don't worry, man. They're slip resistant. Okay.
Should we cover the defense?
I want to cover the Brady divorce some more. I'm sad for my friend.
We should probably do a commercial break and talk about the Patriots instead of their ex-quarterback, who's a bum.
Who
stinks, by the way. He's not good this year. He's not good right now.
He's good. All right, take a break. Hold on. Time out. We'll come back.
And three touchdowns last game.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, we're back, and we're talking about Tom Brady, who is good still. He has zero receivers. That's the time we got to take commercial, Ty.
We only have 25 minutes left. We're gonna get some cover. We're gonna finish covering the game.
My last Brady topic is that he has no, like, Evans was suspended a game, Godwin's hurt, and who else does he even have? That's
Julio.
It. Julio's fucking hurt. 40. I thought he was gonna be a lot better than he is.
He had COVID. He had COVID.
Yeah, he had Truther Cole, who fucking retired, and then he's got no tight end. Gronk retired, so he's basically working with, like, you know, an injured 2015 Patriots, something like that, 2016 Patriots, with, like, backup tight ends and fucking decent receivers, but nothing overly stellar. They got Mike Evans, who's the only healthy one.
They're going to be, like, the one or the two seed. Like, they're fine. Yeah. Their defense is still good. They're fine. I'm not worried about them at all.
No, they'll definitely – I mean, they'll be – yeah, exactly, like a one or a two seed. Exactly.
Yeah, we got concerns over here.
How about the idiots that that were after the game were like, oh, the coaches are the reason for this, that, and the other. And the coaches put on a clinic this whole game.
It was the best coach game they had. And there was like, Aaron Rodgers just had the worst half of his career. That's not going to happen again. Well, who the fuck do you think made it happen? Do you think the fucking Aaron Rodgers went out and was like, I'm going to suck today? His fucking, first of all, he's got a middling wide receiver group and a defense that knows what the fuck it's doing. It's coached well.
I also thought he played really well. Like,
Aaron?
He put balls in guys' hands that were, like, tight covered.
The first half, he was pathetic. But the second
half was bad. But, again, the guys weren't getting open. The defense was playing a shell around anybody. No one was getting by anybody. They were rushing the passer fucking right on him constantly. Judon's hitting him. Fucking anytime he was looking up, past his first read, he was getting hit. I mean, they couldn't run the ball. The biggest problem with the second half from the first half is that we were able to stop the run with four, and then in the second half, they couldn't. So that's why they were moving the ball.
A big problem with that was Barmore. Barmore was not good this game.
He's not a good run defender. He's a pocket pusher,
yeah.
First, second down. He's like a first and second down rusher.
If it's not Lawrence Guy might be the most criminally underrated Patriot that we've had in a long time.
I love him.
Yep.
He's almost on that, like, Wilfork, Seymour level of being, like, that good. He doesn't put the sack numbers up. He doesn't make the big plays. But if you watch him, like, he is solid
stout.
Every single play.
And Godshaw, both stout. Like, they don't offer you anything in the pass rush, but they're going to two-gap and stop the run. That's their job.
Yeah.
But you have to mix and match that with Barmore, who rushes the passer, can't really defend the run. He got to just learn to defend the run, which he will do. I mean, he's gonna get bigger, I think.
Barmore
is so fucking big, dude. He's like fucking 6'5", 360. That's like fucking he's literally 20 pounds lighter than Vince Wilfork, but like 5 inches taller. He's huge.
Wow.
But he's fucking...
But Lawrence Guy just looks like how
he's
big is
short
he?
And wide. Oh, he's yeah. short and wide. Godchild's short and wide. Stout. Not going to get pushed. And Barmore also gets double-teamed every single play.
Yeah.
It's a whole different story. But they also need something out of the other side, of Judon. Like, somebody's got to be consistent. It's got to be, if it's Wise, if it's Uche, if it's fucking Jennings, somebody has to be consistent. They're going to be cycling through these guys. Like, Wise has been the best so far, but Uche's going to do something. The praise of Uche for 3 years, he's the best defender on the field in camp all this time. Apparently, it's not translated to games at all, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, he made a couple decent plays, but he also, I don't think he can, read anything. I think he, like, he can't figure out, like, he just panicked. Like, if you were just put him on a team and it was just, like, purely rushing the passer, like, you know a pass.
Yeah, like, if he was on, like, a fucking Jets team or all he, or Ravens team where all he had to do was rush the passer, I think he would just dominate. Like,
yeah,
kind of like when Chandler Jones had, like, more responsibilities in New England, but he'd still get, like, 12 sacks a game, and then all of a sudden he went to Arizona and they were like, don't do anything else. Just focus on the quarterback and he'd get, like, 18. You know what I mean? That's kind of – he'd dominate
something
like
that.
Yeah,
he'd put up the sack numbers, but he would get beat constantly in other spots where it's like – and Jennings had, like, an okay game. He missed it. He was the one who went up the touchdown on the reverse. They were in the reverse in the front. Jennings just, the guy might as well give him a high five on the way by.
Yeah.
It was just, so they really do, like, that spot is weak because Judon still makes plays when you need him to.
Judon's dropping, elite. They got him dropping into coverage.
Yeah.
Fucking often. He's going out into the flats, covering running backs out of the fucking backfield. I don't know what the end game is with that, but somebody's going to see it sooner or later. They threw it once, was it Baltimore? No, it was the game they won.
Oh, it was the Steelers. Yeah, it was
the Steelers.
Down.
Yeah, Najee Harris and fucking Matt Judon was there to break it up. Like, somebody's going to throw a good pass, and he's going to get smoked.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Duggar, they're mixing up because I think they really don't know who's going to cover. Well, I guess because Mills was out.
Mills was out, yeah.
And then that moves Jack Jones to the outside, who was awesome. But then they had to bring McCourty down. He was like that nickel. He played nickel, basically. If they're a man-to-man, like McCourty came into the slot.
Yeah.
So Duggar was playing high a lot this game.
That's where he's best. I like him back there. I like him playing free safety. I love him at free safety where he can range like Ed Reed, and he can fucking lay big hits. I mean.
But we almost like need him in the run game too.
You definitely. I mean, you need him anywhere. You can use him everywhere.
He really could. Yeah,
he's a linebacker. Awesome. I picked him as my number two, I think. Going to be the best-looking Patriot in the Pat Patriot uniforms. The clear visor.
I think you left the big one off.
I saw one today that I missed, and I think was maybe my new number one.
Well, Ramonde, right?
No, my new number one, I think, is Jalen Mills. I think would look the coolest in fact, the Pat Patriot.
I think you're sleeping on Jabril Peppers as well.
Those are two that I missed badly.
Yeah,
on.
Peppers
I agree.
Does look, he does look awesome.
They have a lot of drip and swag, and they wear a lot of accessories. Like, the fucking giant chain Jalen Mills wears, I mean, I think that's pretty fucking... I mean, that says it all for the Pat Patriot and the bright reds.
You know who else will look good? The gunner with the long hair. I think he'll look great, unfortunately. I don't even know his name.
Schooler.
He'll look sick.
He'll look good because they ain't punting. They ain't even going to be punting this week, baby.
We did dominate the field position this
game. All game. They ran down their throats. That was the worst running defense in the league. We have the best running offense, and we ran down their throats. They should have continued doing it. They got it, like I said, we got a little. I mean, there's not much you could do, but let Bailey cook a little bit. Let him cook a little bit. I mean, he was able to make the easy passes.
He'll be much better like
with a week of practice.
Yeah, because they had to get Hoyer up to speed last week. So I guarantee Zappe didn't do anything.
No, Zappe's taking the one snaps right now, unless Mac is definitely a go, which I don't think he's. I think it's going to be a game again. Who they get next week?
The Browns.
They have the Lions, and then they have
Browns on the road, right?
The Browns.
Those are two winnable games with a backup. Cleveland would be more difficult. I think Detroit at home. I think Detroit, for how good they are, and they are pretty good, I think that they'll still they'll still be a team that's kind of coming here to get beat. You know what I mean? Where like Gillette would be like a place where teams just went to get beat.
Yeah, Detroit's
that's kind of like where they're still at.
They're missing their running back. They're missing their receiver. Like, they're missing guys. So it's not like they're getting the full Detroit team.
Yeah, they're missing. I'm on St. Ra's hurt, right? Brown. Yeah.
Thank God. That guy's so good. We have to win.
The problem is, we
need Mac back more than likely October 24th for the Bears. If Mac Jones, if I have to fly up there and watch Bailey Zappe play,
you'll watch Bailey and you'll fucking like it. Mac Jones, if you look at them side by side, they fucking look identical. They're not that far off. They look.
Yeah,
I mean, Mac Jones looks like he's got Bailey. He's Bailey. Bailey with his eyes open. Bailey just squints, and they're the same person.
They do look like Pledge Brothers. I'll give them that.
Bailey does sound like a hick too. Have you heard him talk? Yeah. He had all the people.
He's from
at
like
his
a
walker.
Weird. He's like from the country in Texas, right?
Yeah, well, he's from BFE. You've got to win the next six at least. Like if you lose to the Vikings,
what's wrong with seven? You can go all the way to Minnesota, get to the bye, Buddy, you'd be 8-3 looking good. 8-3 with Buffalo on a Thursday, on a short week for them, and we're on a bye, coming off a bye.
If you can go 6-1 in the next 6-1 in the next 7, you're 7-4, you're set up well as well. Like, winning 7 straight is, we have won 1-3. Like, I'd like to, 6-1 would be sick.
Fucking 7 straight. These games are winnable games.
This is when we play our best football. October, November has always been like,
Patriot football. Yeah. December is when they really start to fucking crank it up. Mm-hmm. So December is the toughest month, right? Who they got? I mean, I don't have to go through the whole fucking schedule.
You've got Bills, Cardinals, Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills. That's tough.
Yeah, but the Cardinals are bad.
Cardinals aren't good. The Raiders haven't been good.
And the Bengals aren't that great.
Yeah, Bengals have played like shit. I mean, and we got them at home. Joey Burrow's never been to Gillette.
They lost to the Steelers.
Yeah, whom we beat on the road. And the Jets might be better than we think, too. The Dolphins are a little bit better than people thought. So who knows?
The Dolphins are going to come back to earth.
Buffalo is good, but not as great. I mean, let's think about it. Buffalo was down 17 to Baltimore last week. Patriots had Baltimore on the rope, should have beat them. Fucking Miami beat Buffalo. And we only gave up 10 points defensively to Miami.
I don't know how great
the Steelers beat the Bengals. There's good parity in the league here, boys.
I don't know how great we are. Like, I don't know. You know,
not until they play a truly great team.
Yeah, we're not going to be a top four team, but, like, we're not going to – no one's going to blow us. No one's going to kill us. No one's going to beat us that bad. Like,
unless Mac's not playing, like, Buffalo, you know, against Buffalo on the road. I don't know.
I'm not afraid of that game either. We just don't turn the ball over 7 times and you'll be fine. Like, our defense is going to keep us in every single game.
Yeah, the defense is really, it's just set up for success. There's so much, you know, so much speed and a lot of pieces in the secondary they can use. I am getting a little disappointed that these fucking linebackers can't tackle and they can't cover. Fucking.
That's why we went and got old October Jamie. He's
I
coming.
I fucking can't with October Jamie. Bill, get over it, Bill. He's fucking not good anymore.
Yeah, but he'll do enough to be better. He'll be better than some of these bums.
He was on.
Yeah,
he was
in blitz.
He was in a fucking soul cycle fucking yesterday, okay? He's not fucking good. If he was good, he'd be on a team.
Well, he's definitely
he is good. He had the greatest interception I've ever seen.
Did
so
have the greatest
good.
Interception of all time, but that has nothing. That's neither here nor there. Who is he an upgrade over, really? Is he really an upgrade over Mac Wilson, who's fucking 22? And has speed and just fucking can't hit the hole. It's literally the same guy that just played for the Patriots longer and is older.
Well, our linebackers have made tackles. Like, they've made tackles this year. Not one play.
No.
There's not been a single play.
Mac Wilson had that one, like, tipped pass.
Oh, he had a sit. Yeah,
he had that one tipped pass that led to an interception.
Yeah, he did actually have. All right.
That was the one play he's made. Raekwon McMillan hasn't been on the field from a thumb injury. Fucking tape it up.
But how about a tackle for a loss? Like, I haven't really seen, like, anyone, like...
Yeah, give Daddy a TFL.
Have you seen someone hit a hole and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, who popped him
in
a hole?
No, because they pick the wrong ones. The most, you know, the best guy at hitting the hole is Jawan Bentley, and he's slow as molasses. You know, he's the only thumper you have on the team. I would have called Dante Hightower if it were up to me, folks. It wouldn't have been Jamie Collins. Yeah, that just signals to me that Dante is finished. He doesn't want to play anymore.
I think so, too.
I mean, yeah. Dante's got to be your first call, and then Jamie Collins. You know what I mean? I mean, Bill must have been like, Dante, what's up? And he's like, no, coach, I'm in fucking Disney World. You know what I mean? And then fucking he calls Jamie. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm at SoulCycle. I'm doing nothing. Exercising.
I do love Jamie. They're, at least you know they're going to start sending
you're
going to
get
blitzes.
A great October. Trust me.
By the way, Jamie is also one in the Reds who will look good in the double nines, by the way.
And anybody looks good in the double nines. But let's face it. I mean, Jamie Collins is a great fall player. Once the snow starts falling, you don't notice Jamie Collins anymore. That's the whole thing about him since fucking day one. You wow at his athleticism, and he makes like 6 or 7. I mean, fucking whatever. Tom Brady's last year, everyone was like, this guy is fucking the MVP of the league. He had like fucking first 6 weeks, he had like 18 sacks, fucking 2 interceptions. 5 forced fumbles.
When he invented jumping over the line to just block every kick, and they're like, wait a minute. You can just block all of them? You don't have to.
Some would argue that he changed football.
He wasn't the first to do that. Fucking Polamalu did it a couple times.
Yeah, but Jamie was doing it week in, week out.
Yeah, he was jumping the center, and then they were like, you can't do that.
I mean, he's a freak. I think he's an upgrade for what you have. It's in some capacity that he's a good guy
for like Mac Wilson and you know, to learn from. You know, in terms of he knows the offense better than them. I mean, defense better than them, and he knows like what's expected, even though he doesn't do what's expected. He knows what you're supposed to do and does the opposite.
I've been watching the Patriots like long enough now where I just don't get excited anymore. Like, we bring in a guy like him, and it's like, yeah, he might not play. And when you might just cut him in four. Like, I can't even get excited.
I don't think they'll cut Jamie. I just don't think that he'll. I mean, like I said, you're going to get like 3 or 4 games. You'll be like, wow, Jamie's really good. Why was he not on the team? Then it'll be end of November. You'll be like, is Jamie Collins still on the team?
That's exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Or he might have 3 sacks this weekend.
Yeah. And we might like, he really oh God, will. Like, I don't even doubt that he will have like 3 to 5 sacks this year. Like, and it will all happen within the next 2 or 3 weeks and then fucking gone. That's why he's September, October, Jamie. And that's why we got September Judon, you got September Jamie, and they play their best football beginning of the year. Fucking the Lizard tweeted the other day, he's like, has nobody noticed Judon's pace? He's on pace for 17 sacks this year. I was like, he was on pace the same last year. He's a sack a game guy, and then the minute it gets to November, it's turtle season. He goes right into the shell.
We'll see,
As soon as it gets cold, he's like, all right, I'm out. I want to play 20.
What do you wear those long sleeves for?
I was hearing he was playing through injury, so I'm hoping that's the case, but I don't know how much I played
last year?
Yeah. No. How about this quote? I feel disrespected anytime a quarterback tries to throw an out on me.
I love confidence. I mean,
wow.
Fucking, when's the last time Aaron Rodgers has thrown a pick six at home? It was never. It was like, he's done it like 3 times his whole career. That was like, it's been first in 10 years.
Yeah. Jack Jones is the first rookie in Lambeau Field history to have a pick six, I believe.
The way he looked back, so he picked it and then looked back at the receiver to make sure he wasn't like going to come from, and just, that was ballsy. To pick a ball off and stare back at the receiver like, oh no, he's on the ground. It was just,
I will say that Jack Jones is not a big fan of tackling. He's not a big fan of that.
So neither was Asante Samuel. Same shit.
Yeah, he made a couple. Like, I think he tries to tackle. He just is not good at it.
He's a little fella. He is a little fella.
No, he tackles up high, and he's trying to – he's a ball hawk guy. Every tackle he's doing, he's trying to punch the ball out. He ain't trying to make hits.
Well, he had the strip, too. Yeah, he had the strip. That's 2 turnovers.
That's his thing. He goes for the ball, but that's okay. Patriots always have room for a guy like that, but they need – they need guys to be stout in the run game, too. Like, fucking Gilmore. All their big-time stud receivers could tackle. J.C. Jackson, Gilmore, Tyloff,
Darrell Revis.
Malcolm Butler, Revis. All of them tackle.
We had some physical corners who liked to... J.C. Jackson used to, like, lay a stick.
Yeah, and
he used to come up.
I mean, he's
quietly getting fucking owned in L.A., by the way.
He's forced right now. Yeah.
Malcolm Butler was the same. Malcolm Butler used to come up and be aggressive. Like, they used to want to hit. Jack Jones, I think he does want to tackle. He's
smaller guy, but that's all right. He's a ball hawk. He fucking took – look, if a guy – he's making the tackles. He's not missing the tackles. He's just tackling poorly. He'll get better at that. I mean, he's jumping fucking – top 5 quarterback of all time getting pick sixes at Lambeau. That's pretty fucking sick.
You need to slow down with that. The top 5 of all time, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is not? What are you talking
talent.
About?
Talent. Maybe what? Top 5 talent.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, that's not weird. True. He's top 5 just because he's only got 1 Super Bowl. I'd still put Marino up there as a top 5 quarterback. He has 0 Super Bowl wins.
Is Rodgers better than Elway?
Yes. Yes, he is better than Elway.
So rings don't matter.
That's not what it is. 2. It was all-inclusive fucking rings and talent. Aaron Rodgers won 1 Super Bowl. John Elway lost
fucking 3 playoff before choke he won artist. One. He's great. I will say he's great in the regular season, so what Jack Jones did is more impressive because that guy stinks in the playoffs.
He could put the ball more than Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, when he threw the ball deep, it was going to fall on a dime. Aaron Rodgers does that better than Peyton Manning does. He puts the ball on a pinpoint from fucking 50 yards away.
The touchdown he threw in, was it like the start of the third quarter that the ball like just John Jones like barely got it out, like it moved on the ground?
That guy, he didn't touch it. The guy just dropped it when he hit the ground.
He was kind of wrapping up his legs. But that ball was perfect.
Yeah.
Aaron
Rodgers is sick. I just don't think he's top 5. John Jones got a little bit torched this week, by the way, just a little bit.
He was good and bad. Like, yeah, he did let up the touchdown, but he had a lot of really good pass breakups. Like, John,
I don't think they gave him safety help either. I mean, those guys were single cover guys too. They didn't have a guy that was worth fucking double covering.
I don't really.
They were manning up everybody. I think
they manned up a lot this game.
Yeah.
But at the end of the game, I thought it was strange. You know, they were playing off, and Rodgers was just taking those easy pitch and catches for like 6, 7 yards.
Jack Jones was given like literally in overtime, I think he was given 10 yards cushions.
Yeah.
And the game was fucking over. I mean, they had their chance and they blew it. And then, but that's a coaching point. I don't know why they were fucking giving Aaron Rodgers 10 yard cushions.
It's like they were playing
to get 25 yards. It was insane. He was just throwing him out to the line. The guy was getting 8 yards and falling.
It's like they were playing zone, but they just didn't realize, like, he didn't realize the situation. Like, all right, yeah,
what
you might be a cover three corner, but that doesn't mean you have to play 7 yards off in overtime. You got to fucking
press. What did you think of Bill giving Rodgers a little BJ after the game on the field? That was odd.
Bill loves the greats.
It's fucking whatever. He respects the game. Bill's married to the game.
He really does. Like,
I think they were talking about QAnon. Personally, that's what I think they were talking about.
You know what? Can I mention a funny meme that I saw today? I actually retweeted it. It just popped up out of nowhere in my head. But it was, you know, the famous meme where like the wife is looking over her shoulder at the husband, like wide awake.
Oh, yeah.
It's always like, I bet he's thinking. So it was it said Giselle and it says, I bet he's thinking about football. And Tom's bubble just said football. Made me laugh out loud.
That's fun.
I know. I like a good meme for the boys.
So where are we going to Detroit? Where do we feel?
I don't know, but can we? I just want to make one discussion quick. Bailey Zappe, I loved his touchdown pass. Can we discuss how he almost went back to back delay of games, and his touchdown pass was clearly like 5 seconds fast.
His touchdown pass was more of a delay of game than the delay of game.
It really was. I was like, is he going to do it again? I was on the floor. I don't know what I was doing, but I was on the floor somehow. I was in the cups, of course. So I was sitting down on the floor, and I look at him. I was like, he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. And then I was like, 1, 2, they're not blowing the whistle. 3, fucking snaps it. And then Devontae Parker strolls into the end zone unabated.
How about
unmolested.
Bill?
That was such a lollipop, too.
Did he have fire?
Bill was fired the fuck up
this week.
He was going nuts. Yeah.
That makes you think Bill's not ready. He's not ready to go down. He's not ready to quit.
Bill was
building a champion.
Bill was in the line, Judge. He was in his ass.
In his bag today.
He spiked his headset.
Several times.
Yeah,
he was giving him the business. Listen, I was like, Blue, they don't need any help this week, Blue. We're down to our third stringer here. That's Aaron Rodgers.
There was a
let the boys eat.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought they played solid. You know, a couple mistakes, but I also like that holding call on Kendrick Bourne in overtime on that third
that they
down.
Missed.
Like they called the last time on the last Packers drive, they called like a ticky tack holding call on us on a defensive call on like third down.
Yeah,
and that's how.
Those are Aaron Rodgers calls. Like.
Yep.
Brady gets those calls too. Fucking.
But you see the shirt get stretched out.
I mean, that's a clear as day. That's why you wear the baggy shirt.
And that's game over. That's two more runs with Stevenson and a field goal, and it's fucking game over. Damn it. All right.
I will say we're going to be fine. We're going to win 6 of the next 7 at least.
7 out of 7.
Possibly the one seed after 11. I mean, don't count the kids out. They did it last year.
I think they'll be in it. I mean, I still have them in the playoffs. I still think they're as good. Like, who are the playoff teams right now that you're like? I mean, is it Baltimore?
Kansas City.
Buffalo.
Kansas City.
No, Baltimore. The wild card. Sorry.
What are you
saying?
What about the Chargers, though? The Chargers are going to be there.
Have they been good?
The Chargers? Yeah, it's going to be like the Chargers. It's going to be like
the
Browns.
Got Kansas City.
And I don't know.
Yeah, I forget the Browns.
You know,
they're not
going to
have all three of them.
Now Vegas kind of sucks.
Broncos aren't very good.
Broncos suck. Broncos are bad. Bro, they might not even fucking be above 500. Russell, their coach is terrible. That's what I said. Fucking you go from Syracuse offensive coordinator and in 3 years you're a fucking head coach in the NFL. Come on. It can't fucking work that way. It can't work that way. It's just not going to work that way, babe. Not for me, it ain't.
Wait, we need to talk about the playoff thing, because then you've got – so think about it. You've got to go Chiefs. They're obviously going to make it. The
Chargers. It's fucking week four. Can we just five? Can we give it a? Can we wait 5 or 6 weeks before we start talking about playoff seeding?
Boston media is already on it. We got
Pats are
going
to be there. They're going to be there.
We're as good as any of the teams that like. We're as good as like the Bengals, the Chargers. Like
they have to win 4 out of 5 AFC East games. They have to win. Agreed. They have to take one from Buffalo and then beat the Jets twice in Miami. And then I think that it's pretty much locked because Miami's better than you think they are. They're going to win 10 plus.
Yeah, we'll see what's going to happen now. I think Miami's about to hit, about to turn back.
Hit the skids?
Quick. They got, they won that horseshit.
Well, they got dead too,
against,
and Tua's on fucking Queer Street.
They won the horseshit game against Baltimore, a game that all of a sudden we're like, all right, we're not going to cover anymore.
Yeah.
They beat us on two plays, and they beat
Buffalo by a lot.
No, they lost to Buffalo.
They beat Buffalo. Miami
beat Buffalo at the end of the game. Oh, yeah. The game where the Bills had like 700 yards of offense and the Dolphins at 100, and somehow they tied.
Yeah.
They won by 3.
Talk about the Lions real quick, because the Lions' offense is very good, by the way. Very good. But they're hurt.
Yeah, I also have
Jared Goff
weird
is a
feeling
is a,
that, yeah, that Belichick's going to figure out Jared Goff.
Well, Jared Goff is a – he's a – I don't know. He's a wild card. I feel like he can have a great game any week, and can you also just be dog shit any week?
Yeah, like who's he? He has had some put up some big numbers. He put up big numbers against Seattle, who's bad.
Yeah,
he put up big numbers against who else have they played?
Who else have they? Has Detroit played? I think they played Minnesota, and I think they beat Minnesota and beat Chicago or something like that. I don't fucking know. I looked into them very little.
Yards and points in the NFL, but also the most points against.
Yeah, so they have no defense. Who are the Patriots? Excel at defense, so they're not going to give up fucking any points to this team.
Oh yeah.
Well, they beat. So they barely lost to the Eagles. They beat the Commanders and beat or lost to the Seahawks, and they lost to the Vikings. They're 1-3. They've barely lost all their games.
But didn't Carson Wentz light them up? Geno Smith.
I think everyone
lights them
up. I think everyone lights them up.
Geno Smith dropped like 48 on them.
I think a lot of teams light them up. They can score a lot.
You really think Bailey Zappi's going to light them up?
No,
I don't.
Bailey Zappi, but I'm telling you right now that Bailey Zappi will win. He'll beat Detroit because fucking Bill Belichick ain't giving up points. He just gave up. How much did he give up to fucking Aaron Rodgers? 24?
27. The 3-0 OT.
Yeah, 27.
Well, they also gave up 100. They gave up well over 200 yards rushing to Seattle last week. We're going to be fine, boys.
Boys, that's all we do. It's going to be fucking, if Bailey Zappi plays, they're going to run all game. They can put 8 in the box, and we're going to have Ramondre plus 100. They're going to have Damian Harris plus 125.
It might help us that Mac got hurt, because we might just be running the ball for like the next 2 weeks, and they'll be like, oh, we're really good at this.
Yeah.
Like, let's just do this for the rest of the year.
Remember like when we were laughing at them and thinking and yelling about how they were trying to do zone running, and now all they do is power run?
That's the best.
Fucking just stupid. They wasted so much time on that.
We need mobile Mac. Mobile Mac needs
to come back.
Mobile
Mac needs to go out there and sling his muffins. But you know what they're seeing now, too? The value of the play action. The value of the play action with fucking Bailey Zappi.
Yeah. When you run the ball, play action opens up. They just weren't running the ball enough early on. Yeah, I mean, I like them this week. I honestly, I think they're going to find a way to score 30 this week.
Oh, Jesus. With who?
I don't care who.
With who?
Zappi, whoever you want to put in there. They're passing.
You're
going to
need short fields. You're going to need short fields. They're not going to let they're not going to let Bailey throw deep. He's throwing crossers.
Detroit has given up 48, 38, 28, 30, and 27.
Who's the worst quarterback in that list? Geno Smith, but he's a journeyman. He's been in the league at least 17 years.
Carson Wentz.
He was drafted. He was one of the first. He was drafted by Rex Ryan in the New York Jets. So that's how long ago that was.
Carson Wentz would be the worst one.
Geno Smith's the worst one. Geno Smith's not better than Carson Wentz.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
You literally said he didn't count, so I wasn't counting.
Might hate Geno Smith over Carson Wentz.
I would never. Not.
I'm a huge Carson Wentz.
He did have a fire quote though this year. They said they wrote me off. I just didn't write back.
Who said that?
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
Carson Wentz seems to be the quarterback where everyone, like, they get him, and then as soon as they get him, they're like, no, this is not good.
But then everyone says that about Jimmy Garoppolo, too, and they're like, he's the worst quarterback in the league, and then he's fucking wins.
Who doesn't like Jimmy?
All right, Brandon,
San Francisco fans, for one.
If I could throw to Debo Samuel, I would win. That guy's unbelievable.
You see, he made that terrible throw, and Debo just took it to the house.
He broke every tackle.
He accidentally threw it like 18 yards too high. Debo caught it anyway and ran fucking 60 yards for a touchdown. Sick.
By the way, Tone, I mean, I can't wait to be in the house for the N'Keal Harry revenge game.
Oh, he's back. Did you see him today?
Yeah, he's back. He looks good. He looks good. He always looks good.
He's the all-time number one. He's all number one football in the uniform guy. He looks best in the uniform. Him and Cam look best in the uniform over anybody.
We almost broke the record of this podcast of having two straight weeks without bringing up N'Keal Harry. But no, we didn't get there.
I feel bad for the guy. He got a bum rap. We got a bum rap. I hope he takes over in Chicago. I really do.
We were so close. We were almost two straight weeks.
I want to bring up something that's maybe only relevant to fantasy people. But does Allen Robinson suck? Like,
yes,
for so many years, they've just made excuses for this guy that he was the number one receiver, but he's always had a shitty quarterback. Now he's in L.A. with Stafford and still gets nothing.
I just never understood the hype. Like, all of a sudden, everyone got excited about him, but he wasn't good in Jacksonville. He wasn't good for Chicago. Like,
exactly. But the thing was always he was a number one receiver that was buried by his quarterback because fucking Blake Bortles couldn't throw. Whoever the fuck the quarterback in Chicago couldn't play. And now he's with Stafford, who just won a Super Bowl, and he still doesn't get the ball.
Brandon Cooks.
It's not fair for him.
He is reverse Brandon Cooks. That's a good point. Brandon Cooks is 1,000 yards every day.
No matter who's throwing to him, yet everyone seems to hate Brandon Cooks for some reason. It's like he only numbers.
I think he's a weird guy.
It's not
guy.
Fair because all Matt Stafford does is throw the shit to Cooper Kupp every game, 30 times.
I'm fucking roll out to a wide receiver from Varsity Blues. Racist, man. We, you know, run up the middle, and then we get in the end zone, some fucking roll out to a wide receiver. This Sean McVay's racist, like what's his name? Kilmer. Coach Bud Kilmer.
I will also say I don't think Dan Campbell can't possibly outcoach Bill Belichick.
No, but I think he did. I don't know if he did beat him, but he was an interim coach for Miami, and he at least kept it close once back when they were terrible.
He does seem like a better like interim coach than like he seems like a guy like your team's like you're like 1-5 to start a year. Like I want to bring Dan Campbell in.
Yeah,
because everyone's going to get excited to finish.
He's also swing for the fences coach. Like somebody like heard him give a rah-rah speech, and the guy was like, "That I need him to be my coach." You know what I mean? Swing for the fences. Yeah. Maybe this guy's going to get lightning in a bottle type thing. Like McVay was the fucking lightning in a bottle coach. Like that's what you do: swing for the fences and hope you hit.
His coaching is like. You know, they'll be, like, doing open field tackle drills, and he'll be like, he'll miss the tackle. Like, all right, come on, man. You know what you got to do. You know you got to bring him down.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we got that part. Like, we understand.
No, we went to Pop Warner.
I just don't know what to do. Like, is there any other moves that might help?
Any coaching tips from a former tight end?
Get him.
It's going to be one of the better uniform games of all time.
Yeah.
Well, I like the Lions uniforms. I don't love them. If they went Barry Sanders throwbacks, I'd be thrilled.
I thought they were wearing their throwbacks this week as well.
They wearing the blues?
I mean, I don't think so.
I thought that was the deal.
I would like that.
Usually it's the deal, but I don't know if the Lions, I mean, the Lions throwbacks aren't much different than what they wear now. They're just the sticker's different, and then they just take the stripes away. It's really the same.
I'm in on the uniforms.
One of the best jerseys out there, though, is the old school Giants ones they just wore. Those,
like those 80 Giants.
I love the Giants.
The Bavaros.
Yeah.
Mark Bavaro, a known North Shore legend. St. John's Prep. Best Giant of all time.
Those were great. Those are great, 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 great uniforms.
Yeah. I don't want to break. Speaking of the prep, I was looking up top teams in the.
I don't like when Alexa's talking to us.
Top teams in Massachusetts.
Saugus?
No.
Didn't make it.
They're like, the prep is like 7. The Tanners are like 6.
Uh-oh.
Thanksgiving is going to be a hoop this year.
Oh, boy.
Top 6.
I actually took a peek at the Sachems this year. They're 0-4 and have scored one touchdown all year. They're losing to teams like Newburyport. This has turned into a utter disaster down at Sereno Field.
It's going to be...
They're going to have to shut it down.
No, it's going to be like next year, Saugus Winthrop has joined teams together.
Yeah,
it's definitely going to be 0-5. They lost last week to Swampscott, 38 to nothing.
Hey, the Big Blue's nothing to sneeze at.
33-8 to Watertown, and then Northeast Metro RVT. What is
that? That's a vocational school.
They lost 40-12, and then Linfield, they lost 37-0. Newburyport, now they fought. but it was 7-0.
You know that these teams, not to get rah-rah about Saugus High in my day, but let's face it. In 2003, if you lined up four of those teams, we would have beat them by 70 points each game. Not a Linfield, Newburyport, the Volk. They wouldn't even have been able to step on the field with the banging Sachems of 2002. There would have been fucking blood, yeah. snot bubbles.
Mostly because
we would have lost to Swampscott. They've always been good, but we'd be 4-1 right now, babe.
Mostly because half the team was doing drugs at halftime.
And steroids.
Yeah.
We've been so fired up off stacker twos.
All right, let's go. Let's get predictions. What do we got?
I love talking to Sachem football on the pod for exactly two people. Me and you, and that's it.
Go ahead, Ty.
Glory days.
What do I got? I told you, get the pass going 30, and I think we're going to be comfortable in the fourth quarter. I got 30-17 Patriots.
30-17. Insane.
A defensive special team score
is personally, I think if Mac Jones plays, I've got Pats big, real big.
Yeah.
I think like I would say like a 27-13 game.
27-13. All right, I'm going to give you two here. Okay, if Bailey Zappe plays, I still think the Patriots are going to win on the run game alone and defense. And I think they'll win like 14-9 or 14-10, something like that with Bailey. If Mac Jones plays, I think they're going to score 30. I think they're going to put up 30 points and win 30-14 with Mac. I think they win either way, but I think they're going to be slinging more with Mac, and it's more of a run game with Bailey. So it might even fit Bailey better, honestly.
I think I kind of want Bailey to play.
All right, you stop it. Just get out of it. Get out. You're falling in love with the
Mac Jones is the future of the team. If Bailey Zappe plays, I think it's like 17-10, and I think it's boring, and I think the game stinks.
If Mac is healthy, it's not even a question you want Mac. But if Mac is like hobbled, like can't really move, I think I might take a mobile Zappe.
There's nothing mobile about Zappe. Zappe doesn't know what he's doing. He was fucking. He was chicken with his head cut off more than once. He took a couple terrible sacks against Green Bay.
Here you go. Here's a bold prediction. If Bailey Zappe plays, he'll have two fumbles on blindside sacks. That's my take because he's so not aware of what's happening around him.
No, who do they? Oh, they have that one, the new kid from. I was gonna say who do they have rushing the passer? They just have the one kid that's only got three sacks in one half, but he hasn't done shit since.
Oh, he's gonna get a couple like Trent Brown pulling and just lighting him up.
He's gonna get welcome to the league by Trent Brown.
100%.
He's gonna be over him flexing too.
Yeah,
with those muscles you can't see because he's so fat.
There's gonna be guys.
Well, you know also that they're starting Isaiah Wynn this week, and the first time he gives up a sack, he'll get pulled.
Wynn is not starting. Marcus Cannon is starting. I promise you that. If he doesn't, I will eat my hat, folks, live on Twitter.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
I'm not gonna eat my hat, but. I'm telling you right now that I don't think he's going to start. I think it's going to be Marcus Cannon, and it's going to be a ruthless benching for Isaiah Wynn, who I'm sure they're trying to trade now.
Real quick. We didn't talk about Antonio Brown, but that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I don't think I can talk about that scumbag piece of shit anymore. He did like the Brady Giselle. I mean, he did like the Giselle tweet where he was like hugging Giselle, and then an hour later, he's got his dick out, which, I mean, all accounts is impressive, let's face it. But
that was huge.
I mean if you got it, flaunt it, but you can't like sexually assault women and then put it on the internet.
It is weird though
that was a nice piece.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. Let's respect what he has with acknowledging that he's a scumbag for doing it.
Yeah, if he has a regular dick, like everyone was like, we gotta get this guy in jail.
Yeah.
But you have that dick, everyone, or if you have like a micro.
Yeah.
Either one, on either end of the spectrum, it can kind of come out.
Everyone gets it. Yeah. Everyone's like, okay, that's Antonio Brown. He's a psychopath. He's like literally the Charlie Sheen, like Tiger Blood area of life right now, where you can almost do anything because you're so crazy. So, like, he's in a different country, which is crazy in itself. And he's in the Middle East, where I think you can just do whatever you want to women. They don't care because they're like just so Sharia law. So, Mac, he just pulls his – I think he was in Dubai and just pulled his dick out.
It was in Dubai.
Well, I mean, that lady's lucky she's not in jail for just being in a pool with a man. So,
exactly.
The least of her problems is that his dick was out.
Yeah. And he was, like, stroking it, and there was, like, families around. Like, what's going through your brain?
Why is he in Dubai? Like, what?
I don't know. Just fucking keep him. Leave him there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. When I saw it, I was like, this can't. I mean, what are we doing here? Like, what's happening?
I couldn't believe, like, you, how far from you go from all pro receiver that you really don't hear about. Like, I'm not even joking. People have said it, but, like, Mike Tomlin deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Because I don't know what the fuck he did in Pittsburgh to keep this guy somewhat sane, but the minute he left Pittsburgh, it has been nothing but psychoticville.
And I also would like to put this on the record. If he figured out a way to just be mute, not even. I would take him on the New England Patriots today.
Oh, Jesus. Not in a chance.
Why? Bill,
nobody in New England would, like, even the biggest Antonio Brown backers, when they cut him, were like, even though, you know, all the sexual assault stuff was going on, not the biggest backers would ever say, okay, he can come back on the team.
He's also was, like, trashing Kraft after the he had his incident. So it's like, there's no way he's coming. And I wouldn't want him. He's not good.
No, he is good, but he's just a piece of shit.
Still? He is good.
He's one of the best. I don't know. When's the last time he played? He played, like, the beginning of last year, and he was still good.
I don't know. Give me my guys.
Forever. He's top 10 ever.
Okay. Probably. He's very good. But anyway, all right, that's the end of the pod. I mean, you can get to us. Talk to us on Twitter. I'm Brady Disciple, Malcolm Go Pod. As we said, if you want all your super MAGA takes, that's maybe it's Tyler. For all your anti-women takes and your – who's that guy? Brett Hill. What the fuck's his name? Ted Houston.
Andrew Tate.
For all your Andrew. Oh, fucking whatever regular name is. Fucking that's at Kate. He runs my Malcolm Go Pod account. So take that with a grain of salt. Send your questions in. I'd like to do a questions pod maybe next week at Malcolm Go Pod. Malcolm Go Podcast. Oh god,
that's on me. We got one.
It is on you.
Shit, I gotta go find it. Hold on.
He lost it. He fucking had the question. And he didn't bring it. It's over with now. What's the difference?
We got asked. Beth
your
Jones
skin and your neighbor's cat.
Why?
Sorry, I interrupted you. What did you say, KP?
Best Jones to ever play for New England, and why is it? And why is it Cyrus?
Cyrus Jones. Oh Jesus Christ! Easily the worst Jones to come through all the Joneses. Best Jones. You've got Mac Jones. You've got Chandler Jones.
I get mine.
Thinking
to Bucky.
I'll say
Cuse man to Bucky Jones. Trying to think if there's any other outliers. I mean, I guess Chandler Jones probably.
Chandler Jones probably will be mine.
Chandler Jones is probably your best, and then you're looking at John Jones, and then Mac Jones. Yeah, those are the top three Jones right now. Cyrus Jones is probably ninth on the Jones list.
He was prime, like, you hear all these people who complain about where we draft guys from. They're like, oh, why don't you just take the guy from Alabama?
The best guy from Alabama.
We did it, and it backfired. So.
Wait, they got Cyrus Jones from Alabama? They're stacked. The best punt returner I've ever
awesome
seen.
Awesome in college, too. He's a great cover.
He's a yips guy. The minute he got to the show, he got the yips. All right. So we gave you our predictions. We'll see you next week. Go Pats. Go Sachems.
Do your job. All right? Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All from this moment. It's about order. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
game! Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you.
Right.
You're
the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.